Government looks to keep a lid on oil price. The government is planning to offer a 200 million baht subsidy to help keep retail palm oil prices at 47 baht a liter while easing local supply shortages. The funds will be used in the form of a 5 baht per kilo subsidy to refiners who will receive import quotas for 30,000 tons of crude palm oil. The import is the second approved in less than a month. Deputy Prime Minister Suthep Thoksuban, chairman of the National Oil Palm Policy Committee, said yesterday the government would also pay 9.5 baht a kilo to local refiners to purchase local palm nuts at a price of at least 7 baht a kilo. The subsidies are expected to help increase production of crude palm oil by 10,000 tons in the short term using local nuts. The Energy Ministry will also divert 5,000 tons of crude palm oil slated for biodiesel production to refiners. Mr. Suthep said new imports and added domestic production would result in 31 million liters of refined palm oil. Complaints by local stores of shortages of cooking oil in recent months forced authorities to launch an investigation into whether oil refiners were hoarding the product illegally. The National Oil Palm Policy Committee yesterday inexplicably rejected a proposal by Commerce Minister Pornthiva Nakasai to ban palm oil exports for 3 months. Mr. Suthep said the measure was unnecessary as exports were negligible because of higher local prices. Nippon Poponsakon, the president of Thailand Development Research Institute, said subsidies were a waste. Importing bottled palm oil would be a better solution. Malaysian oil costs 50 to 54 baht for a liter bottle, which with transportation costs could sell at 60 baht a bottle in Thai stores. If we could put oil on the shelves quickly, even at a higher price, I think manufacturers would quickly release their stocks, Mr. Nippon said. We wouldn't be giving money to people who are already benefiting from the crisis.